Talk to me no matter what you feel. Hi, my name is Scott Anderson. You've reached my podcast. First of all, as always, thank you to my two sponsors, Creative Technology and Innovation, a company using John Boyd's OODA Loops and other tools to help customers successfully create decision frameworks, period, as well as design architectural frameworks to successfully deploy digital modernization technologies within your organization, period. Creative Technology and Innovation. The other sponsor is Danny and the Corporate Ladder, a novel available now in paperback form and in ebook stores, and coming very soon as an audiobook. Sometimes in life you meet someone, they're so amazing, they're so nice, they're so kind, they're so considerate, they're so wonderful that you think that person is not real or they can't be that nice. And you find out they're actually nicer than that. Danny and the Corporate Ladder, available now. So I announced this on my blog a couple of days ago, but it's just kind of a perspective thing. I'm going to take a break from the machine intelligence papers. I am publishing one this week, the last one for now in volume 3, focused on the medical profession. And again, doing the issue and the recommendation. My recommendation is that we improve and help doctors become better diagnosticians by augmenting their skill sets with a machine intelligence system designed for them. But the other thing I do want to talk about a little bit is the reality of self-diagnosis. Look, self-diagnosis is a dangerous thing. Everybody thinks they know what's wrong with themselves. And there's a reason why doctors spend so many years in school. They learn skills that, you know, you're just not going to be able to apply to yourself. There's rules, psychiatrists and doctors, about treating your own family. I mean, obviously, in an emergency situation out in the middle of the woods, if a doctor's with their family and somebody gets hurt, the doctor's going to treat the family member. But if it is an emergency room and a family member comes in, the doctor's not going to treat him. They're going to step aside and let another doctor do it because the emotional involvement is too great. And you have to be able to separate. You have to be able to walk away from the emotion of the situation so that you can provide the best possible medical care. And one of the things that we can do is completely remove emotion from diagnostics and utilize a machine intelligence system. In fact, what it would do is very simply, every time you went to the doctor, there would be a videotape running, a camera running, and that camera would record everything. Obviously, the camera would be shut off or covered if you were taking your clothes off, but any other time, right? It'd be there listening to the doctor ask you questions, listening to your responses, listening to the things that you're talking about. It would also be able to allow you to interact with a system when you came into the doctor's office that would give you a chance to explain, these are the symptoms I have, these are the problems I have, this is what's bothering me. Because everybody has a slightly nuanced view of what pain is. I know I hurt my shoulder a few years ago, and my level of pain in my shoulder is pretty much standard for me now. I'm used to it. But other people might look at that pain and go, wow, that's way too much pain. But the reality is, you know, I'm used to it. I've had it for 8 or 9 years. It's not something that I can do anything about. It can't be fixed medically. So I live with the pain. There are things like long-term things I can do, and I've been doing them for years, and certainly the pain is better than it was. But the reality is, this is just not a permanent fix. So that's the first part. But I do want to talk a little bit about the issue, and I want to talk a lot more about the issue than I did in the paper, because the issue worries me. That reality of self-diagnosis on the internet and the reality of kind of what's out there. There's a number of studies that have been done about conspiracy theories, talking about the fact that the reality of conspiracy theories is, you know, if you're on the fringes, you're likely to share them. And fringes both ways, by the way. I don't just mean conspiracy theories on the left and conspiracy theories on the right. I mean both. And conspiracy theories aren't theories. They're suppositions. A supposition or educated guess is somebody's opinion. It is not a fact-based entity. A theory is a hypothesis that has been tested. Now, the process of testing a hypothesis is take the hypothesis and try to prove it wrong, right? To prove that whatever the hypothesis was, it just isn't the way things work. That's the scientific model to get to the concept of a theory. So none of these conspiracy suppositions are in fact theories. They're all suppositions. They're all educated guesses. They're all opinions. They're all done with the intent of incite to riot. They're not done with the intent to inform. They're done with the intent to stir up people, to get people angry, to get people mad. Because again, if you're on those two fringes, according to some studies I've read, though, you're more likely to spread those theories, but you're also more likely to be incensed by them, angered by them. So just something to think about the next time you see one of those supposition theories. And that's the problem, of course, with medical information on the internet, is that you don't know the source, right? You know, WebMD is a good source because those are actual doctors, but the reality is not all information on the internet that is provided in terms of medical issues is legitimate, right? I mean, if you search, back of neck red rash with white postulates, you'll get a number of answers to that question, anywhere from measles to stage 4 cancer. The reason that I know that you'll get those is I just did the search on two different search engines this morning. And the reality is you're going to get a lot more information back. None of it is useful. And that's the problem with self-diagnosis. So first of all, you're not qualified to diagnose yourself because you have your own bias wrapped around that diagnostic process. So you're not going to be able to take a purely evaluative approach to what it is that's wrong with you. You're going to look at it, you're going to see it, and you're going to assume it's a crisis, right? There is a process, a disease, as it were, called hypochondria, where people actually live in a world where they believe that they are sick with X, Y, or Z. Anyway, all of these things result in the negative side of the issue. The recommendation is to utilize machine learning and machine intelligence to help doctors deliver a more powerful diagnostic process. My name is Scott Anderson. You've reached my podcast. Have a wonderful day.